Coach Cliff Godwin with Evan Voliva, Sam Lanier, Turner Brown, Jake Washer.
Coach, you can make an opening remark and we'll open up the questions of players after that.
Congratulations to Louisville. They played unbelievable baseball for 2 days. I felt like, you know, after you watch two games of it, our guys just ran out of gas. I mean, we had to play five games in 48 hours. And you would think with the student athlete welfare, the NCAA is so concerned about that, we wouldn't have had to play the first game on Friday. But I guess that's the way it is when you're a non-Power 5 school. So, these guys, in my opinion, earned to be a national seed, not over Louisville, but they had the fifth RPI in the country, won 42 regular season games, had the 11th non-conference strength of schedule, and didn't even sniff a national seed. So, in my opinion, that's not right. And I don't care. I'm not being a sore loser, but I'm going to protect my guys, and my guys deserve that. And I was going to say this, whether we won the Super Regional or lost it. But these kids that are next to me, they've been with me every step of the way. Vol's been with me 5 years, Sam's four, TB's four, Wash is four, and these kids have won two regional championships, won two conference championships, have led the American Athletic Conference four straight years in team GPA, and have had over 700 hours of community service each year. And I don't have children, but these are my boys right here, and I can go to sleep every night when I got kids like this. And I'm so proud of them for what they accomplished this entire year. I can't say enough positive things about them and our program.
Questions for the players, please.
One of the guys, or one or two of the guys, just addressed what Miller was doing to look so good, kept you off balance and so forth.
And he had no hits through Aiden, a third, so
this. Look, I'll say it. I mean, I saw it. I wasn't in the box. But you're talking about a guy that's throwing, 94 to 96 miles an hour, throwing the fastball to both sides. His changeup was really good today. Had his slider. The catcher told Pack, like his last at bat, this is the best his changeup's ever been. I mean, he was outstanding. I mean, look, nobody was going to beat him today. And he was very good. So our hat's off to him.
Evan, going off of what Coach was saying, you just a couple of years ago almost weren't going to be here. How much has it meant for you to have stayed in this program?
It means a lot. Through the ups and downs in these past 5 years here, I wouldn't trade it for the world. Getting the chance to play in two super regionals and three regionals and part of multiple conference championships, it's meant the world to me, and especially last weekend to be able to go out of Clark LeClaire with the dog pile. It's been all worth it.
Turner, how do you kind of sum up, what you're feeling right now as a senior, everything you guys accomplished and whatnot?
Really, there's no words to describe, what we're feeling. Look, everybody here is putting in a lot of work. Everybody's putting a lot of work in this program. And it's by far been the best 4 years of my life. And look, thank you to Pirate Nation for sticking by our side through the ups, through the downs. Look, this place is, and I know I could probably speak for all of them, this place is our home. And we love this place.
Sam, I know you pitched a lot in Lubbock a few years ago. Is there any way to compare these super regionals, or like Turner said, is it all just kind of tough when it ends, regardless of the situation?
Being on a super regional on the road is always difficult. It was hard then. It's hard right now. But I don't know. I can't. I'm just really proud of the way that this group of guys by my side has performed the last 4 years, 5 years for Volv on the field. But I'm going to take away what Coach Godwin, Coach Roselle, Pete Hunter, Coach Palumbo, what those guys have taught me off the field, how I'm going to be off the field, the man I'm going to become, I have become off the field, and I can't thank them enough for that.
Turner, for people who might pinpoint this one weekend and define, let it define your season, what do you want to say to those people?
Look, whenever I came here, this was a good program, but when I'm leaving, it's a national program. Everybody, all the seniors, everybody that's here, the guys that got drafted that'll be leaving, they left this place better than they found it. Look, this one weekend doesn't define our whole season. Look, we broke a lot of records, and it's like Coach Conroy says, this program will get to Omaha one day. And I think that us as a group has helped mold the foundation to get us there.
Anything further for the players? Excuse them. All right, guys, thanks.
Thank you.
Just a pretty face.
Further questions for Coach?
Probably obvious, but do you feel like, having seen Louisville up close now, that they have the kind of team that could go deep into the World Series, maybe win it?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, look, they got a real ace, and Detmer's like a real ace. I mean, he was the best pitcher we faced, obviously. You know, Miller was very good today, but Detmer's is, you know, I'm sure he'll be a very high draft pick next year when he becomes a junior, and so will Miller. But, you know, Miller hasn't been as consistent. I mean, when you run out there on Friday night, every Friday night, you know, I always tell people, everybody says they want to be the Friday night ace until they have to run out there every Friday night and make every single pitch, and every pitch depends on am I too close to it? Every pitch determines the difference between winning and losing the game. That's pressure, you know, and Detmers has done that all year. So, obviously, they've got a deep bullpen as well that they can mix and match you, and a closer who will be back, you know, for the College World Series. So, I think they're very good. They're very good at home, too. You know, they're built for turf and speed, and especially with the wind blowing in, that didn't, you know, do us any favors because we're built for power. And when you can't hit the ball out of the park because of the wind, and, you know, they're beating the ball on the turf and check swinging balls into right field. I mean, it was tough for us to defend any of that stuff.
Coach, you mentioned that Louisville was kind of built for speed. You guys have had a very good pitching staff all season. They didn't hit any home runs this weekend. Just what about their offense works in that way?
Well, you look at, you know, really, you go back to Friday and the blow that, you know, I took Jake out of the game because if we got game three, you know, he'd only thrown 65 pitches, and if we got to game three, then he could close the game on game three. But the blow that really took the wind out of our sails was a ground ball from a right-handed hitter in between our first baseman and the first base back. So that's just baseball. I know that. But the ball goes all the way down to the right field corner because it's turf, it's fast. They're built for that, and it clears the bases. And, you know, you go from being down one to being down four just like that. And they know who they are, and they had a really good approach against our pitchers all weekend. Like I said, I don't think we had gas. I mean, I could kind of tell Thursday when we practiced. I mean, we had practiced for 2 days because I knew they were spent playing five games in 48 hours. And to start with, it was tough to get them going. And they're a pretty good group at showing up. So I knew it was going to be tough. You know, I just wish we could have played a little bit better baseball here because the scores aren't not reality of how much – better Louisville is East Carolina. Like, look, my hat's off to them, but they didn't see the best East Carolina team this weekend.
You talked about you don't have kids. These are your guys. Seeing a guy like Turner get so emotional, what's that mean to you knowing they put so much into this program?
That's why I had them come in here, because they've done so much for me. They're my guys, and I'd lose with them every day and then take another guys and winning. And they'll be a part of this family the rest of their lives and my life. So I'm just super proud of them.
Coach, you mentioned it a little bit earlier, but is this maybe another example of how how important hosting a super regional can be and just the matchups and stuff, big picture?
I'm just, you know, I was frustrated when it came out. And look, I know we're a little poor East Carolina, but the kids couldn't do anything more than what they did. We couldn't draw up a better schedule. And, you know, it's one thing to draw up a good schedule, but then, you know, teams being as good as they are when you go play UCLA and Ole Miss on the road and Mississippi State and have the fifth best RPI and the 11th. I mean, it's just, look, it's a joke. I mean, to be quite honest with you. And look, I just felt like we had earned that. And, you know, East Carolina now that's not in Power 5 conferences, I guess it's just going to be an uphill battle to be able to become a national seed.
When you think back on the year, what are some of the things that you're going to think back on just as real positives for, because there were so many of them?
20 wins in the conference, never been done. You know, Louisville had 19 back in, whatever, 14 or 15 in the conference. Our conference doesn't get enough credit for how good they are. This year was a down year RPI-wise, and we were fifth in the country. We only got three teams in when, you know, a Power 5 school conference, which I won't mention, got five teams in. That was the seventh best conference in the country. I'll remember that we dominated it. There wasn't, you know, we clinched on Friday night, second to last weekend. I'll remember us having above a 3.4 GPA and dominating the conference. You know, going on the road to Ole Miss and Cooch throwing 8 2/3 of no-hit baseball. Cooch throwing a perfect game at Maryland, whatever, the 26th perfect game in school history. We played 8 doubleheaders this year and only lost one at UCLA, the number one ranked team in the country, and we swept the other 7. I mean, you're 14-0 in doubleheaders. I mean, that's a pretty tough group. After getting swept at UCLA, we went on a winning streak. There's so many things that I'll remember. Washer's last at bat in the Super Regional, down 12-0 or whatever we're down, and he's fighting tooth and nail and smokes a ball in the gap that they run down. Like, that's who our team was. Sam Lanier pitching with probably a torn UCL on the mound, you know, and just gutting it out for an inning and a third. Those are the things I remember about this team. I mean, losing game one of a regional in front of East Carolina, you know, it's this pressure. It's like playing at LSU or Ole Miss and having a 7.5% chance to win the thing. And, I mean, we didn't just win it. We dominated it. And in front of Pirate Nation and dogpiling, back-to-back regional host. I mean, these kids have done so much for our program and East Carolina University. I mean, they're unbelievable ambassadors. Jake Agnos is an All-American on the mound, and he's first-team academic All-American. Alec Burleson's an All-American, and he's third-team academic All-American. I could not be happier with where our program is, and my hat's off to all of our support staff. You got to have a great staff, or you're not going to be where you are today.
Cliff, can you talk a little bit about the thought process as far as giving Burleson the start today?
Yeah, I can tell you exactly why. Because he's the best competitor on our team. And we weren't looking for him to go deep. I mean, you know, if Pack makes that catch down the line, the game is different for a little bit at least. And, you know, the ball faded, the wind, and baseball's a game of inches. We didn't make the catch, and I thought Burley did an unbelievable job just minimizing that situation when it could have been a lot worse.
One more question for Coach. Can you just talk a little bit about going forward? Obviously, you lose some great players, and maybe that's not where you are right now. But
no, that's not where I am right now. And I'm going to reflect on how great of a season we had. And, you know, these kids have – their kids are hurting. I'm hurting. And be with those guys.
All right, Coach. Thank you very much.